Right now, time for the birthday scam.
Let's call Elise. Her sister thought this would be funny because Elise was in a little fender bender a while back.
Cracked into a pole here in the city somewhere, and you're going to call being from the city, saying we traced her down. Of course, she owes damages.
And her excuse is the sun got in her eyes.
Can happen.
This is Elise.
Hello, Elise. This is Ralph with the city. How are you this morning?
Fine, thank you.
I was calling about your recent auto mishap.
Yes.
Where you hit our pole.
Okay.
The pole is pretty severely damaged, and we're going to have to replace it. I was just wondering if you could give me the specifics of what happened with the accident.
Could you fax me something, and I can do it that way? Because I'm really busy right now.
But we have a $10,000 pole damage here that we're going to have to replace.
Oh, you think it's $10,000, huh?
Well, I know. I mean, this is my department. I'm in charge of roads and maintenance.
Okay.
I was just looking through my notes on it, and I guess that you had claimed the sun was in your eyes? I don't know that that's really a valid excuse.
Well, I don't think I need to discuss the validity of it with you right now, sir. I told you twice.
I think you do. I mean, I might not even send you a bill, but if you give me this attitude, I'm just going to send it right over.
I'm not giving you any attitude, sir. I'm simply stating there are people in my office, and I cannot discuss it right now.
You could have explained the whole thing to me by now, instead of being disagreeable.
Are you finished?
No. I've only just begun. Were you drunk?
I'm not even dignifying that with an answer. Goodbye.
All right. She's not going to talk to me. You call her now, Raj.
Bobby.
This is Elise.
Hi, Elise. This is Mike Vernon, city of... Sorry to bother you at work, but I just overheard part of the conversation with my associate, Ralph.
I don't appreciate what he said either.
I know, and I apologize because Ralph is kind of a cut-to-the-chase kind of a guy who can come off kind of gruff, and I just wanted to get a couple answers from you, and we can hopefully just move right on and let you get back to work. Now, were you alone at the time in the vehicle?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you were sober?
Yes.
And the reason for the accident was?
The sun.
The sun got in your eyes.
Yes.
Okay. We have an outstanding bill for $10,000, and I'm afraid that the sun in the eyes really isn't a very valid point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me add her.
Ralph, back off for a second.
She hit the pole.
I know that.
I got a pole for her.
All right, Ralph. Ralph, please. If I could suggest, Elise, I know this is a novel thing, but you ever hear of sunglasses?
I have sunglasses.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, they're not just for the summertime. And you might avoid, you know...
Poles.
Yeah, the pole this time. Next time it could be a little old lady in a shopping cart.
Well,
I'll show her a pole.
Ralph.
Ralph's not helping.
Please.
Let me talk to her.
Now, who the hell is this?
Elise?
What?
It's Dean and Raj and the birthday scam.
Oh, my God.
Here's your poll, baby.
All right, we get that. Who sent this in?
This is from Allison.
That's my sister. Oh, my God.
I know.